If you've ever had a major surgery, you know firsthand how long it takes to heal from your wounds. Perhaps you or someone close to you has had quadruple bypass or some sort of cancer resection. There are many months needed for healing. I know in my own cancer surgery, the healing process took far longer than I had expected. But along the way, there are mile markers which indicate ongoing improvement, little milestones. For the last 12 weeks, our church has been wounded by COVID-19. Today marks an important milestone in the healing process for our church. This encouraging milestone is the ability to gather, albeit in a limited fashion, for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And for that, we are truly grateful to Almighty God. I think it's providential that we mark this first milestone in our healing process on the solemnity of Pentecost. Our gospel this morning portrays the apostles locked together in a room for fear of the Jews. For the past 12 weeks, you and I have been locked in our rooms because of fear. There's been a lot of, unfortunately, division in our church and elsewhere, but in our church because of how we have responded to the Wuhan virus. In the midst of all of that division, I've observed one element that has united all of us, one common thread. And that one element is fear. The apostles were locked away for fear of the Jews. And we have been locked away, and our fears have been many. Fear that we are opening too soon and people will get sick. Fear that the bishop is bending to the demands of an oppressive liberal government. Fear that we will unknowingly carry the virus and infect others. Fear of registering our names for Mass. Fear of receiving Holy Communion and becoming infected. Fear of the financial impact on our parish. Fear of setting a precedent whereby the government tells us how we may worship in the future. Fear of bringing the virus home to a vulnerable member of our family. Sometimes we cannot help to be afraid. I know for myself a lot of things. I've had a variety of fears over the past 12 weeks. However, we must remember always that fear is one of Satan's greatest weapons, which he uses to drive us away from God and his holy will. It is important to note that if fear is Satan's weapon, the third person of the Most Blessed Trinity is our weapon. The Holy Spirit broke through the fear of the apostles, locked away in a room, when Jesus breathed upon them and said, "Peace be with you." And the disciples rejoiced. Our church has been injured indeed. Thankfully, the wounds are beginning to heal. Along the way, no doubt there might be some setbacks. The healing will come, but it will come slowly. Our task is to willfully and intentionally set aside fear and trust in the Holy Spirit, who from Pentecost has guarded and guided, protected, and corrected the Catholic Church, founded by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.